Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. And thank you for connecting with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Gwyneth, how are you?
Oh, thank you.
Wow, Gwyneth, our signal is terrible today. I mean, it's maybe 10% of what it should be.
Oh, no.
Do you have a ladder? Can you climb on the roof?
it's cloudy and moisture outside. So that might have something to do with it. Unfortunately, because
of
COVID, I'm not
going
to go out on the
water tower. Yeah, no, I was only kidding.
Maybe we can reconnect in the break.
Yeah, we can try that. Well, Gwyneth, let me give you what I know. I've received a copy of the book Letters to Vincent in raw form. I'm delighted to have that. I've made the announcement that it was really, I haven't been able to talk with you until just now, not even before the broadcast, just during the broadcast. That was my first connection with you since Friday. Wow. So do you have cell phone credits?
I don't have any cell phone credits at the moment.
Okay. Here's...
I haven't been in touch with anybody.
Okay. Here's what we would like to do, if it's okay with you. And I'm asking you on the air, if you don't want to say anything, just say, I don't want to say anything. But I've talked with a number of instructors. Calls have been coming into the farmhouse. There are a lot of people who are really worried about you. And class, I mean really worried, from all over the country. And they would like to help you with your cell phone credits. And even more than that, would it be okay if we did something to help you?
I've actually been crying about this issue. Not just the cell phone credit, but the dog food and it's everything. Because you know the way things are going here in Australia, things are just going down and down and down. It's not even universally, locally, setting up a new form of business to generate cash flow because things are going down here so quickly. It's 99.9% of the people don't even realize it. This is how bad it is. It's got a court case, not me, somebody else, but there's somebody at the moment in the High Court of Australia, in the Melbourne Magistrate Court, there's somebody in the Melbourne Magistrate Court who is there because they have been selling chickens in their state farm.
Gwyneth, we can't understand what you're saying, but... did I hear you correctly that it would be okay if we helped you? Was that yes? I didn't even get that.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes,
all right. Absolutely. Gwyneth, I have your email address. And people could, if they wanted to, send you via PayPal, and it's risky because we don't know if PayPal is going to confiscate the funds or not. We don't know that. Maybe they won't do it to us yet. But it's possible that we could use your email address and send funds to you right now. Is that something that would help you? Would that work with the email address that I've been using?
Absolutely.
May I give out your email address?
Yes, just please contact you at instructor@usagreeners.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what we'll do.
Yes.
Class, if you would like to help Gwyneth, what I'm hearing her say is if you'll contact me, instructor@usapreparers.com, INSTRUCTOR at USAPREPARES.com, I can then forward you Gwyneth's private email address. And then you can use that to send funds the way you would to friends and family. And if you say friends and family, they won't charge you, but there will be a conversion from USD, US dollars, to Australian dollars. That will happen. But in terms of siphoning funds out for the friends and family, I don't think that happens with friends and family. But you have to say it's friends and family. And you would be friends and family. So, Gwyneth, I will be delighted to do that little part, and I'm going to send you some as well. I know Rich wants to. Kathy wants to. Arjun wants to. Gwyneth, this is unbelievable. You know, class, we have been beaten up on the internet. People take pot shots at us and just complain about whatever we say. It doesn't matter whether it's Gwyneth. It doesn't matter whether it's Rich, Dr. Sheely, Captain John Reagan, Kyle, Kathy, Bert, Greg. It doesn't matter. We all get beat up. And recently it just stopped. It just stopped. We have not been beaten up for about a week now. And I have a feeling that our detractors have figured out that if we go away, they aren't going to have the information that we provide here in class. If we go away, there is no replacement. Right now, there is no replacement, no drop-in replacement for USA Preparers. They figured that out. And so they stopped beating us up because actually they don't want us to go away. And even people who would send me emails threatening me have sent me emails saying that they want to help Gwyneth. I'm not kidding. It's for real. So, Gwyneth, I just want to let you know that you have made a dramatic worldwide impact with your class instruction, your teaching of this class on Wednesday. Absolutely dramatic. So, class, if you want to help Gwyneth, and these funds will go toward cell phone credits, and they'll go for food for her, and they'll go for dog food, and probably some hay for horses. And frankly, if you think about it, how many of you are out looking for snakes for dinner? How many? So, instructor@usapreparers.com. I will respond with Gwyneth's private email address, and then you can help her with PayPal. Gwyneth, I think that's the most expeditious way to do this. Any comments?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be able to say more in a moment when Jason reconnects after the break. So I don't know how clearly I'm coming through right now.
How will you be able to pick them up? Will you get a lift into town and bring your notebook computer with you and then pick them up that way? Is that how you'd pick up the...
Yes. Okay. That's how I can do it. I also have a neighbor next door who is able to or in the district. Well, I'm in a store, I mean in the district. Mm-hmm. He was able to help me to get back on board. So through their Wi-Fi connection. So I can go over there and say, hey, can you help me? So they'll say, yeah, sure, I'll be fine. Because in real life, I'm the same person that I am on it. So if you let me, you would see the same person. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth, I can hardly understand anything that you said, literally, and I probably have the best connection of anyone other than Jason, because I'm connected, you know, directly to GCN. I've got headphones on, and I still can't understand what you're saying. So, at the break that's coming up, we will, Jason will reconnect with you. We'll see if that works, but literally we can't hear you. But the bottom line, class, is Gwyneth could use your help right now. This is not some scheme. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. Gwyneth captures water from a roof, diverts it into a holding tank, and then gets a bucket at a time, carries it into the house. There is no electricity in her house other than what she can generate with her vintage solar system. The batteries are aging. It only works during sunny days and during the day. There's not much storage, if at all, at night. When she is on the air with us, she's in roughly 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. She is in the dark, literally in the dark. There's no lights. And there have been times when she would climb on a mountaintop. She would take a hike, bring some matches, bring something to nibble on, something to drink, some water, and set up camp on a mountaintop in order to broadcast USA Prepares classes. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, even in the winter. You didn't know that until just now, but that's the absolute, those are facts. Those are facts. Gwyneth does not have a car. She doesn't have a truck that's operational and has not for years. She is a gladiator. She is a survivalist. And, you know, there are people who claim to be survivalists. Well, I got to tell you, not one of them holds a candle to Gwyneth. Not one. Not one. So, if there were a freshly killed kangaroo, that would be dinner for the dogs, and which are her protection. She lives alone in the middle of nowhere, and that'd be food for her dogs and for Gwyneth. Did I exaggerate, Gwyneth?
Except for the water. I do have water in my car. I have a pump. I have a gravity pump.
So you have a pipe that comes in?
I have tap faucet in my house. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So except for that.
Well, I put a faucet in. Yeah.
She has a faucet.
Well, it's a hill. It's a hilltop and not a mountain top. I wouldn't describe it as a mountain top. It's a hilltop. My house was somewhere in the past.
So she's got to climb up to the top of a hill to broadcast in the winter, sometimes.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Grandpa Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with her. We were really worried about her class, seriously. Gwyneth, is this connection any better? Let's try it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Well, the audio, the amplitude is better, but there's an echo, which is, it sounds like you're in a cave. Let's continue.
Oh,
so, that's a little better. That's a little better. Maybe if you could aim toward the window or something like that, that would be a good thing to try.
Well, it's already in the window, but what I did was I plugged the headset in. And the headset also acts as an antenna as well. I don't know if people knew that, but if they have a cell phone and they have poor signal, and they plug in a wired headset, then the wire of the headset actually acts as an extra cell phone antenna. And that's why sometimes you have an FM radio on the phone, but it won't work unless you have a headset attached. Is this better?
Yes, yes, yes.
When I go like that.
Yeah, it seems better. Okay, so Gwyneth, what is happening in Australia that we need to know about?
Okay. The situation here is that we've got an election on the 21st of May, okay? That's a federal election where we're going to elect our parliament and Prime Minister. Okay? And it's going to get really, really awful after the election. They've already got it planned out. You know how when you feel it yourself, that when you've got a new model of car coming out, they have advertising programs of like drip feeding information about the new car. Hey, have you heard about the new Corvette? You know? It's gonna be good. Well, that's what it's like. When that phase drops, drop a big change or new lockdowns or something, they could feed it to you. Okay? And then on a day that they choose, they drop the hammer. That's what they do. And it's going to be like that. They've already decided in some back room somewhere that they're going to push the new, they're going to introduce the new lockdowns. These ones are going to be even more awful than they were before. And it's going to come to America too. Don't worry, you won't miss out. Oh my gosh. But for that reason, it's not even worth setting any type of business up other than the book. Okay, because the book is, you know, on Amazon, it's more international. It's less reliant on anything that's happening locally. I don't have to go out of my front door. Okay? This is it. But with regards to, like, any sort of, you know, arrangement to, you know, sell vegetables or anything like that, I would be, maybe I should just keep the vegetables to myself to feed myself. You know, they're doing the drip feed to say that they're going to put some new lockdowns on after the federal election in at the end of May 21st. And I can tell you what's going to happen in the election. The current party that thinks they run the show is going to get booted out. And Labor, which is our version of the Democrats, is going to get voted in. And they're probably going to get voted in with a landslide majority. Everybody's going to clap, and everybody's going to cheer, and everybody's going to say how different it's going to be, and how everybody, you know, it's all going to be so different, and all the rest of it, blah, 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 blah. And then about a week later, I would say probably the end of May or the beginning of June, so let's say a week, 2 weeks later, they're going to put in the harshest lockdown that has ever been put in here in Australia or anywhere in the world. And everybody is going to be absolutely horrified about it. And that's what I'm busy getting ready for at the moment.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Police have found runaway murder suspect Casey White, who escaped an Alabama jail with the help of corrections officer Vicky White after an 11-day manhunt. Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriff Rick Singleton says the right safety measures were in place to prevent this, but he appears on Fox News and simply says White took advantage of her position as a corrections officer.
She knew that Friday morning was a very chaotic morning at the jail because inmates were constantly in and out being transported back and forth to court. She assured that the four transport deputies who were at the jail were all at the courthouse when she had Casey White brought out.
A New York City police officer is recovering after getting shot in the Bronx Tuesday night. New York City Police Commissioner Keechon Sewell saying the officer and his partner were pursuing a suspect who tried fleeing. Commissioner Sewell says the suspect then shot at police.
As the male continued running north on Bathgate Avenue, there was an exchange of gunfire between the officers and the suspect. During the incident, one officer was struck in the left arm, and the male was struck in the head.
Details are emerging on the killing of a former NBA player. Court documents show Adrian Payne was trying to help a woman who was involved in a domestic dispute. The shooter has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges and claims self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth asks for this live in Australia. So, Gwyneth, it looks like the lockdown is in your future as you see it in Australia right after the May 21st election. And we've discussed many times on USA Prepares that Australia is just like the United States, and it's a great proving ground to try something before it gets deployed here in the United States. See if the Australians riot, and if they don't riot, well, maybe they won't riot here in the United States. If they do riot, maybe it shouldn't be tried in the United States because we all have guns here, and it would be a shooting mess. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, it absolutely, in a nutshell. But the thing is that Australians probably are a little bit more brainwashed than what Americans are. But I think that the people who think they run the show think, well, yeah, I'll just be brainwashed, and they have a proven mentality that's just a part of the culture. It goes back, you know, from the days when we were basically a giant open-air prison camp. And a lot of Australians still think they're in an open-air prison camp, and if they think that, then they are. So they think, well, maybe, you know, maybe they're a bit more brainwashed, but it's these brainwashed sheep are going to, that's their thinking, okay? If these brainwashed sheep are going to make trouble, then we probably shouldn't try it in the United States. And besides that, Australia has approximately 10% of the population of the United States in a continent that is an island that there's no way off unless you want to get on a boat. And if there's nowhere to go unless you live, you know, right up north, which is very hard to get to. And so we're trapped here. But it's around about the same size as the lower 48 of the United States, which is very, very handy for them. So our east coast to west coast is about the same distance, and our north coast to south coast is about the same as from Canada to Mexico. So it's very, very handy for them, but there's one-tenth of the population. And so this is it. They have been taking advantage of this for a very, very long time. For at least the last, well, I would say probably just when the CIA was set up. But because that's who ultimately at the back of this particular set of, we call it here in this country, finagling, which probably means about the same as finagling in the United States. Now this particular little plot that they plan. It's just crazy. Here in Australia, you had a case go through the Melbourne Magistrates Court last week where a couple or a woman, I think it was a woman, but I'm pretty sure that she wasn't alone, was had up on charges in the Melbourne Magistrates Court for breeding kittens. It was so serious. Oh, my gosh. She bred kittens in her house. And she was selling them to people. Oh, my gosh. It's so serious. And meanwhile, it's legal to have partial birth abortions here in Victoria at 9 months. Pregnancy. So that, in other words, I'll translate that in case people don't quite understand. You can get a newborn baby coming out of its mother's womb, and you can cut the back of its skull open at the base of its spine, put a vacuum tube in there, and suck its brains out. That is legal in Victoria. That is the judgment of God right there. And not only that, if you are an obstetrician or a gynecologist and you say, I'm not doing that, you are going to lose your medical license. Which means that every obstetrician and every gynecologist here in Victoria is a mass murderer. That means that every baby that is born here in Victoria is handled, first of all, by a mass murderer. That is disgusting. And that is the judgment of God right there. And I'm not advocating anything. I'm sitting out here in my back box, and I'm just waiting for it to all fall apart. And the sooner the better. It will be God's mercy at this point in time if everything falls apart. and battle go away. That would be God's mercy. And I pray for that. I really do. I don't know. When I think about all this, I just cry as well. You know, that's another thing that makes me cry. And meanwhile, if you dare to sell a litter of puppies or a litter of kittens, my gosh, they're going to throw the book at you. They're absolutely going to throw the book at you. That's how disgusting it is to live here. But I've got a farm here. My family's here. I don't agree with any of this. But what am I going to say? New South Wales is no better. South Australia is West Australia. Oh, my gosh. And Queensland, which is just as bad, except it's warm. That's how it is. The whole country is like this. You know, and the whole country is going to suffer really deeply. And I believe that at the end of it, it makes me weep. I cry. But, you know, Australia has to repent. And they have to begin not advocating violence, but they have to begin seriously holding their political people to account. And their police. And all their bureaucrats. And they need to stop putting up with all of the stuff that they have been putting up with forever. You know, it's not on. Absolutely not on to murder a baby. Even an earlier abortion. You're ripping that child limb from limb inside its mother's womb. When is that? That's never okay. That's the sort of thing that happens just before civilization. But what they were saying in the United States, I heard, because I do have a radio set. It's just in my kitchen that I, have an aerial to the outside world. And they were talking about, babies, hospitals being heated with aborted babies. And, lefty loonies saying how wonderful it was for the murdered babies to be heated hospital. And I can tell you in Australia, that has been happening since at least the 1970s or 1980s, because my husband Archie had a job working at the Queen Victoria Hospital in Melbourne, and he was on the maintenance team. He was a painter and decorator, and this was back in the 1970s and 1980s. And he, he was down in the basement one day, and the guy in the basement, he was looking after the hospital service. He said, Archie, I'll go tell somebody this. It's getting to my conscience. There's nothing I can do about it. And I don't want to lose my job. I've got to tell you. I think given these bags, you'll never guess what's in these bags, Archie. And he said, what? What's in these bags? He said, this is what I get given to throw into the furnace to heat the hospital. And it was aborted babies. Sacks and sacks and sacks and sacks of them. And that was back in the 1970s and 1980s that that was happening. And we've had it coming for a long time. And when I say I pray for the judgment of God from this place, I don't pray that lightly. And I don't pray it out of any sense of vengeance. I just want it to stop. I want this hell, and I'm saying that not from any cussing point of view, but it's a living, it's like somebody opened the portal and put us into Hades. And most of the people here are completely ignorant. They're walking around, they're living their lives, but they don't even realize anything's wrong. And that's the problem. You need to wake up and you need to see that there's something fundamentally wrong with this country, Australia. But they will throw the book at you for having, for instance, for breeding puppies or breeding kittens. incredible, absolute, I've got all kinds of friends who have been fined millions and millions of dollars for trading in puppies and kittens. You know, they were doing it on a larger scale. They weren't just trading in their basement. They had a proper facility set up. And they haven't been able to use it for years. If you want to murder your baby, you know, by sucking its brains out at 9 months, you know, a newborn baby, that's okay. Yeah? Just get your friendly neighborhood baby murderer to do it. Oh, sorry, gynecologist or obstetrician. And every baby is handled in this fact, first of all, by somebody who murders babies at least half the time. That's disgusting, Vincent. And, you know, I want for things to change. And the only way that things are going to change is if things go into a Mad Max world. And that's all I can say. You know, that's the only way I can see. I don't want for there to be violence. Okay? I don't want for there to be violence. I'm not advocating violence. But so what can you do when you live in such a place? And I mean, the people in California, there must be ordinary people living in California too, who aren't completely deranged. But, you know, you never see them, you never hear about them. And I'm sure that there's old timers who have lived there since the 49ers in California. They must be going through the same thing. Fox's judgment is smack down due to come on such a place, and it will be his mercy. It will be putting us out of our misery when that day comes. Does that make sense to you?
You're describing reality and potential reality. Gwyneth, I'd just like you to know that you should check your PayPal account. I know for a fact that you have at least one transfer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I can tell you this, that your ranking right now on this class at USA Prepares is the highest that we have seen in quite some time. And I attribute this to people being very concerned about you, your well-being, and they want you to be on the air. They don't want an interruption of your teaching. You have made a worldwide impact in the last 5 years that you have been on air with us at USA Prepares. Your writing is extraordinary. Rich Sheban called me, very concerned, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, Gwyneth Isaacs is the finest author, the finest ghostwriter he has ever seen. And he said that had he known you when he wrote his book, everything would have been a lot easier and his book would have been a little more polished than it is. And so I just want you to know that you have made a dramatic impact from your mud brick farmhouse in the middle of nowhere in Australia. And that all started when you called in to share with your knowledge, share your knowledge with us here at USA Prepares about 5 years ago. I want to thank you for doing that. I can tell you that you do have at least one transfer of funds into your PayPal account. I know that for a fact. In class, I would not suggest that you do anything that I would not do. So I know that a number of the instructors want to help, and I know that. So it's not a lot, Gwyneth.
That's a lot. Thank you very much.
The economic environment here at the farmhouse is not great. Actually, it's difficult to say, at least. But I wanted to be one of our family. Wanted to be one that would help you if we could, and we were able to do that just now. So that I can tell you, I will not know the amounts that you are being sent, but I did check. Here we go. Let's see. Let me just. Okay, so there was a guy There's a person by the name of E-H-O-T-T-E. And he said, I would like to do what I can to help Ms. Isaacs through her dilemma in funding. And during the broadcast, I sent an email back saying, would you like to send Gwyneth funds via PayPal, friends and family? I just did it, and it took 2 minutes. Please advise. So when I hear a response back, if that's what his intents or her intention is, I will make sure they get that. I got another one. I have a PayPal account.
Vincent.
Yes?
Vincent, if you could direct them to my Gmail address, that would probably be better.
Okay, well, this one went to the other address. It went to Yandex.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, no, that's fine. But the future one, if you could send them to, because both of them are both linked to my PayPal account. Both emails.
I'm looking. Okay.
Okay. Personal.
Okay.
I
see.
Email address.
I found one at, me 1 second. This one is, okay. Yeah, it's real easy. Yep. I have your gmail.com email address. That's the one you want me to use, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And I got an email from John Cassidy. I have a PayPal account and would like to send some support to Gwyneth. If you'll give an email address, I'll send it via PayPal. Thank you, John Cassidy. So I'm going to send that to John Cassidy. John, thank you for jumping in to help Gwyneth. And Gwyneth, let me ask you this. Would it be okay if I thank people on the air, not with amounts, but just with their names? Would that be okay with you?
Okay.
Okay. So, class, if you do this and it's okay with you, I would like to thank you over the air. If you don't want me to, please let me know in your email. Okay? And that email would go to instructor@usapreparers.com, instructor@usapreparers.com. Gwyneth, when do you think I'll be able to receive emails from you so I can give the class an update between now and next Wednesday?
Next
afternoon, did you say?
Probably the next day or two.
Oh, the next day or two.
Your time Wednesday or next day or two.
Okay.
And your time this evening is Thursday.
Okay. Class, I want to thank you for your interest and helping Gwyneth. And we'll be right back with Gwyneth right after these few short top-of-the-hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth, I'm so glad that you're here. It is delightful hearing your voice. We were really worried. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.